WEEI Afternoons, and this is Nick Fitzy-Stevens' Feelings Right Now. Heading into the Yankee series, I also need to take a little pat on my own back here, as I like to do. I picked this rejoiner, and I don't think Stiz knew this song.
I did not.
And it's a relative... Who sings it?
Doechii.
It's a popular song that I was aware of and Stiz wasn't. And when that happens, I need to note it because it's few and far between.
Wait, Doechii is the name of the artist?
Yeah.
But it's I can hear in the background, call me crazy, Stiz. Do they sample Gautier's
Yes.
Now You're Just Somebody I Used to Know?
Yep. You know who did that too? My man Stiz Grimey.
That's right.
And it was better than this.
It definitely was.
Okay.
I love that song.
Enough victory laps for all of us, but that was anxiety because that's what Fitzy is feeling. But Fitzy, we had some great news during trending. The password, Justinkson Garcia is how I'm saying it. I'm not sure if it's right. We'll just call him the password.
Has been called up
To the Boston Red Sox. I don't believe, Dan Ball, we've had a corresponding move just yet.
Nothing yet.
If you're wondering who the password is, you may have heard of him, but you're not sure, like, what exactly? Well, he leads the Woo Sox in home runs, RBIs, average, second in on-base percentage, or somewhere therein. He has been killing it in Worcester, and he gets brought up, which I love, because it's another youth movement, exciting young player. I love all of that, but my immediate reaction was, huh, what exactly is this all about? What does it tie into? Is this a Yoshida-related move? Are they, like me, kind of sick of seeing Yoshida play? Is it a move related to our buddy from the Jimmy Fund-telethon, Willier Abreu? Is his calf injury a little worse than we first thought? Is he going to miss extended time? Because I feel like there has to be, other than just young player killing it in Worcester, there has to be another reason why this is happening right now. So any
can't
speculation?
It can't just be because they're acknowledging that there's been a power outage recently and they need an injection of youth life.
And there it is. Sorry to interrupt. Apparently, our guy Willier Abreu going to the IL. Chris Cotillo on that first. I kind of figured. Although, was he limping when he was coming
no.
up with Jimmy Fund set with us?
Looked fine.
Yeah, and we're doctors. He looked fine. I don't know what this is all about. Tough it up, Buttercup. No, this is interesting. And I'm guessing. Do we think Garcia could be in New York for tonight? If he was in Worcester getting congratulations. That's going to be a quick
turnaround.
Can you make
it from Worcester to... Yeah, that's like a 2.5-hour ride.
Well, there's traffic and there's actually,
I know.
Getting your stuff
get him the
first.
Mirabelli Express, damn it.
So I don't know if he'll be available or in the lineup tonight at all. But so if you just joining us, Justinkson Garcia, the password, has been called up because Willier Abreu has been placed on the IL. I think this is a good thing. Like, normally you would say, oh, huge series and your gold glove hitter goes on the IL. I don't know. With this team, the youth movement, the vibe, the things they got going on,
we talked about
Marcelo Meyer being removed in a way from
the youth movement. Told you how big an injury that was, Andy.
So now you have another young star developmental player. Also falls in line with our conversation with Craig Breslow at the Jimmy Fund, where he said, we still got a stocked, loaded minor league system where you can bring up a guy like this and people are excited about it. He also joins David Hamilton, who is rejoining the roster.
Oh, so man.
I'm not sure people get as excited.
Gotta get to my David Hamilton props later.
I do feel like I'm the only one who likes David Hamilton. Me and Alex Cora.
Yep.
We're like the only two people that think he can contribute and help you. He would have tagged up the other night. He would have scored. I can tell you that much. He would have ran right through some pregame meeting stop sign that they put up hours before, days before.
Can I just sort of say, Andy, as you talk about like youth movement, energy, vibes, etc., like this kid, tell me if you agree on this, but this kid, Justinkson Garcia, the password, he strikes me as the kind of guy that would thrive off of getting like dipped his baptism into Major League Baseball, being a member of Red Sox Nation, is a massive four-game series in late summer on a weekend in the Bronx. I bet you this kid is going to be so fired up. This is just the boost of energy I think this team needs after they flagged and flatlined for 3 days against the Marlins and the Orioles at home during the Jimmy Fund-telethon. I'm sorry Abreu's down because he's got a swing that is tailor-made for Yankee Stadium 2.0, that awful mausoleum in the Bronx. But I love this. I couldn't love this. This is just what the Sox need.
Serious question. What the hell do you base that on?
Just honestly? Gut.
Okay, blind faith.
Vibes.
Because yep. I don't know anything about the Password other than he's the Password, other than that he has a twin brother, I believe, or a brother who is also
the passkey.
I don't know. I don't think he has
Wi-Fi?
The same nickname.
Great set of hair.
Great set of hair.
Great hair.
Great hair.
Great lettuce.
Great. Wait, wouldn't great set mean there's more than one?
Well, there is.
He has more than one hairs.
Yeah, there's different hair on different parts of the body. I don't know how Stiz has seen all
Why don't you stick to Chinese Taipei?
No, and I wasn't busting your balls, Fitzy. It's just like,
no,
I don't know anything
about
him.
It's a great question. It's a fair question, Andy.
Because we get caught up in this all the time. We see statistics. We see name. We hear buzz. And now, oh, they got to bring up the Password. Okay, yeah, he's got 17 home runs at a offense-friendly Polar Park. But his makeup, I have no idea whether he's going to crap himself at Yankee Stadium or be, like, made for this moment in time.
Seems
where
he like
proved
a big personality to me, and I think somebody like that would not cower or just, you know, turtle in this kind of environment, rather, like, thrive when given the opportunity. Also, can we confirm, is this true, Dan Ball, Stats Info, Research, et cetera, by waiting until today's move, this ensures Password and Abreu are both eligible for the postseason roster?
I will double-check that piece of information. I did want to share that. So it's his younger brother. His name is Johanfren, and they call him Johanfren.
Okay.
It is Johanfran. So his parents are just like are trying to confuse everybody. They call him the username.
Oh, the username and the password.
Yeah.
Well, the password's more important. You can see the username, but the password is what gets you in,
the
right?
The password is Red Sox sweep the Yankees.
Thanks, Brez. I will say, there is a little bit of me, Fitzy. The one thing that I would buy into, not knowing a lot about the Password's makeup, my favorite song of all time may be A Boy Named Sue. And I think if you grow up with a name like that, you have to grow a certain personality, thick skin. Like, you have to be used to people questioning your name or making a big deal about your name or maybe even some making fun of your name.
A Johnny Cash song is your favorite song of all time?
I think A Boy Named Sue is my favorite song of all time.
Wow. Yeah. I bust your chops for years over your musical or lack of musical acumen. I got to say, like, picking a Johnny Cash song as a favorite song of all time is pretty elite.
Plus, though, pretty impressive that in this segment I picked the rejoin that Stiz had never heard of, and I talked about Johnny Cash.
All right, calm down.
Shows the diversity, but this feels like it could inject, I agree with you, Fitzy, a little bit of extra life into Red Sox Nation. I know Ted won't really acknowledge this because he still wants to give all the praise to the Stories and the Bregmans of the world. I trend more towards the Rafaela. Let's get him back in center field where he's a better hitter. I trend toward Roman Anthony, who might be the second best on-field player in this series. And if you add another guy that, you're right, Fitzy, if he hits a home run or something and he's putting the Wally hat on, the helmet on, and they're celebrating, that's what I'm talking about. I think energy is going to matter in this series. This is not a business-like approach series with the Yankees. This is a dogfight. You know, this isn't an exhibition. This is a damn fight. And I think the energy those guys can help bring to this clubhouse and to this matchup, I think there could be value in that. I may be full of crap. We may be homers. We may be playing the homer side of the aisle here, but whatever. I think that can matter.
You're talking to the same guy that agrees 100% that having somebody come in, this is somebody who didn't strike out the other night. This is somebody who didn't feel like he let the fans down over those three games. This is someone who wasn't sure what to say after Jaron Duran said F-U-P-word the other night, allegedly to a fan after a difficult clutch strikeout. This is somebody who carries no weight, no baggage, no issues, no melodrama, nothing except excitement and heightened expectations. Just think of it. He's literally going to like hop in a car or a train, I don't know, charter a private flight from that little airport in Worcester down to Westchester or where Teterboro or something like that. Get in, get to the stadium, and either like start tonight or be available. And what are you going to do? Where's your first game? Oh, nothing. Just Sox Yankees on a Thursday night in late summer with like playoff seating on the line and bragging rights for the rivalry in the series. Like, hell yes. I think he's going to thrive. I hope it's contagious.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I also wonder if he might factor into the first base picture.
Ooh, I like that idea.
He's been taking drills. He only played one, count him, one game in AAA at first base. But he's a right-handed hitter, so now you have Nate Lowe as your left-handed first baseman. You have the password as your right-handed, and it doesn't gum up the works in the outfield any more than you already have. Just an interesting extra kind of element to all
this. Yeah, I mean, that feels like a bit much. The guy that's played the position once to just throw him out there, but this team has done things that I feel like a bit much all year long, so why stop now? Maybe that's just who you are. Fly by the seat of your pants with the password.
If it keeps him here for the longer term, then maybe you give him a shot over there. And how much, honestly, guys, how much worse could it be than what we've seen so far
no,
this year?
You're right.
I think Lowe is going to be playing a lot of first base going forward, you guys.
No, I do too, but I think it's going to be a platoon situation. You need the right-handed opposite, and if that can be the password. Now, he also has to hit. I know we've gotten a little greedy around here because Roman Anthony and company come up and they look like they fit right in and they're professionals. You know, for all we know, he's going to go 0 for his first 17 and it's going to be a tough transition as it is for so many players. 617-779-7937. Reacting to this Red Sox-Yankees series as well as the breaking news that the password, Jostinkson Garcia, has been called up. Willie Abreu put on the IL. Let's go to the phone line. 617-779-7937. Matt in Rhode Island, what are your thoughts on this series, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Hart. I bust your chops on the text line, but in all seriousness, I read an article about your son in the Dartmouth Times, and congratulations to you and your family on that. And if you'll be at the roadie game, I'm going to be there. So if you're going to be there, I'll find you.
All right,
beers on Andy.
I'll look for you. Beers are on
okay,
Matt.
So yeah, definitely not. But the password, he's a big kid. You'll be surprised if you see him for the first time. He's a big kid, powerful kid, doesn't run that well, but hopefully he gets a taste of the big leagues and likes it. As far as the Red Sox, yeah, Fitzy, you said it was not much energy going on those last three games at Fenway. They have brought their A game to the best teams in the league, but when you're looking at the rest of the schedule, you got teams like the Marlins and the Orioles, like, you know, sometimes those teams can be the most dangerous because they're just free swinging and they're playing with no pressure. But yeah, 4-game series, huge. I think they take this one tonight. Giulio gets back to pitching well. Gill has not pitched a lot, so I'm hoping that will be the difference. Thanks
for the call, Matt.
Good call.
To cut you off a slight there. Thanks for the kind words. The height and weight listed for Jostinkson Garcia.
Yeah, he's a bit of a unit, isn't he?
I don't know. It says 6'1", 163. That doesn't seem large.
He's not one. If he's 163, then I'm Sean Bradley, and you're
okay. I can look for another
Victor
one.
Wembanyama.
Maybe that was like his draft height and weight. Dan Ball can effort to get you an updated height and weight on the password, but we know that he has updated his status to Major League Baseball player. No longer is he a member of the Worcester Red Sox. He's moving on to Boston and New York for this big series. How are you feeling about this series? You got anxiety like Fitzy, or are you feeling confident like some of us that, you know what? I say it. They're going to win three games. They're going to win three games in this series. They're going to right the ship. The young guys are going to get the job done. The pitching's going to be good enough. This is going to be a fun series.
I'm very
yes.
worried about you with what you're saying.
Nope. I have optimism. The RMV made me this way. 617-779-7937. Up next, we'll continue to talk about the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. We also need to do a quick preview. The Patriots play tonight in New York against Jackson Dart and the Giants. Baseball and football up next here on WEEI Afternoons.